Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, June 27. Coming up, Alexandria gets new branch library. Tourism Minister says Brexit impact manageable, and Jamaica Constabulary Force signs MOU to promote health and wellness among police officers. The details after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says steps will be taken to mitigate any negative impacts on the local tourism industry caused by the United Kingdom's decision to withdraw from the European Union EU. Mr. Bartlett says the immediate impact on arrivals for the summer and winter period are not expected to be severe, as bookings for packages have already been made. He says the government is actively looking for strategies to sustain arrivals beyond the current winter season. The first of these will be a special visit to the UK in September to attend the Jamaica Travel Mart and a subsequent roadshow in the British Isles.
This is important to us to shore up our partnerships in the area and to enable our marketing positions to be clearly stated in that area, and the type of products and the kind of pricing, as well as the general arrangements that we're going to be making to secure the competitiveness of Destination Jamaica is very clear to everybody.
The tourism minister says while in the UK, he will be meeting with key market players and partners to assess the impact of the changes caused by Brexit. Rank-and-file members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are being encouraged to make use of the newly opened physiotherapy building at the National Police College in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine. State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says the health and wellness of policemen and women are of paramount importance.
The physical and mental health of the force is collateral with the way we can provide our service of making our society safer.
Senator Charles Jr. was speaking at the official opening of the newly renovated physiotherapy building at the Jamaica Constabulary's Medical Services Branch in St. Catherine. Establishment of the building forms part of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed in January this year between the JCF and the National Health Fund to promote wellness among police officers. The NHF provided $5 million to assist with the major renovation project to create more spacious lodgings for the physiotherapy department. The Mandeville Regional Hospital in Manchester has received life-saving equipment valued at $80 million under the Program for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMEC. The machines will be used for the development of the High Dependency Unit, HDU, at the hospital. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the equipment will facilitate highly specialized radiographic technology, critical care ventilation, and specialized patient monitoring. Under the European Union-funded PROMEC, 11 HDUs are to be established, 5 maternal and 6 neonatal in 6 referral hospitals across Jamaica.
The establishment of the HDUs and the provisions of supporting specialized equipment represents planned expenditure of approximately 12.9 million euros, or about 60% of the entire PROMEC 22 million euro budget. In financial terms, this represents the largest category under this project. High dependency units provide an intermediate level of care between that which is available on a general ward and that in an intensive care unit.
And residents of Alexandria and surrounding areas in St. Anne now have access to a new and improved public library. The facility was built through the joint effort of several organizations, including the Embassy of Japan, which donated $6 million towards the initiative. Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica Masanori Nakano says the project exemplifies genuine commitment by the government of Japan to further enhance the education and literacy levels of children and adults in the community of Alexandria. The new library boasts modern amenities, including a cyber resource center, which offers internet, printing, and scanning services. Equipment and furnishings were supplied by the Jamaica Library Service, with Food for the Poor providing appliances for staff. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.